This is Nancy Ellen Dodd, editor of the Grosdeo Business Report.
I'd like to welcome Pratish Shah, who's recent winner of the Pepperdine Business Plan Competition, and he's joining us today from Northern California to give us his thoughts on his business plan and winning this competition. Welcome, Pratish.
Oh, thank you. Honored to be here and share some of our ideas and experiences from the competition.
Your partner's name that won with you?
His first name is Froy, F-R-O-I, and last name is Lamotin.
You are an IMBA student, but he is not part of Pepperdine, is that correct?
That is correct.
How did the two of you get together to create this business plan?
We've known each other for well over 10 years at previous jobs, and we've always had ideas that we wanted to create a business out of, and it's just in the past 9 to 12 months, you know, we got pretty serious about it and put together some ideas on a short list, of which this golfing idea, this application for the iPhone, seemed interesting. One just from a personal interest and just excitement, and also seemed like a viable business opportunity. So it's probably about 9 months ago, 9 to 12 months ago, where we started focusing on that one idea and just started to build on it.
And then you decided to enter it into the business plan competition here at Pepperdine?
That's correct. And when I applied to Pepperdine and entered the school, I wasn't aware of the business plan competition initially, but shortly after we started, I saw the emails and the information online, and my partner and I talked about it for a few days and realized that this actually would be a good experience for us. For one, as it'd be great to win, of course, but secondly, it helps us out to get everything down on paper, put a business plan together, and actually think through the business problem.
Can you tell me a little bit about your overall plan and
Sure.
your development of it?
Sure. So the name of the company is Location. What we are doing, what we're planning to do, is to build software applications for smartphones. And these are applications for people who enjoy the outdoor world, golfers, hikers, bikers, etc., leveraging GPS technology, map data, and information, and displaying that on these iPhones and Blackberries and so forth. So when we took that idea out to the next stage and created a business plan and a business around it, we took the product idea and started looking at ways of how we can monetize the product. You know, what is it that we can sell? What is it that we can charge for services? What is it that people would be interested in the product for? And then how should we market it? How do we get to them? How do we sell it? How do we make it available? So we broke it down, you know, piece by piece from, you know, who the customer is, you know, how do we get at them, how do we sell to them, how do we make money from it, you know, and what the opportunity is, and started attacking the business plan, you know, in each of these components, and just bringing it together one piece at a time.
What was your experience in the competition?
It was fun. It was stressful. Probably both extremes at the same time, it felt like. So you always have the crunch of when you have to submit the summaries, the business plan, you know, and then there's just a lot of work that you put in. And even a two-page summary, you know, there's just a lot of effort and work. You know, are we saying this the right way? Is this what we want to do as a business? You know, we're also thinking through business problems while submitting documents for the competition. So a lot of stress in terms of just getting the materials together. And then, you know, getting the business plan together, that was just an amazing amount of work. We had, I think, just under 30 pages in our business plan, and a great amount of effort, you know, for both of us to get that in place, and just a lot of pressure, you know, to achieve that. You know, it's got to be in by 5 o'clock on that day. But once it's submitted, you know, we felt good, and that's when the excitement comes in, and just a little bit of like, okay, now we have to wait. What's going to happen next? You know, are we going to get called back in? So that's where kind of the adrenaline goes. You know, on the day that we know the news is going to come, you know, partner would call me up and say, have I heard anything? Are we going to the next stage? You know, hey, you'll be the first to find out, you know, if I hear anything, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the news comes in, it's like an email comes in, it's like, hey, you're going to the next stage. You know, it felt really good at that point. And, you know, we celebrate for a few hours, a few minutes, and then we go, okay, now we got to actually produce more stuff. Again, the stress comes in, it's like, okay, we got to get everything together. So, you know, the cycles of both stress, hard work, and then just anticipation and then excitement.
Do you feel that the work of preparing for this competition helped you to maybe focus more on your business plan, or did it perhaps help you move forward in that this was something tangible and so now, you know, the pressure was on to actually get it done rather than talk and think about it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, most definitely. Prior to the competition, you know, our idea was probably, you know, very typical of like, here's a paper napkin, this is what we want to build. But you never think through, you know, all the basic issues that need to be thought through to make real business out of it. So it was a very standard, hey, we should just build it and maybe they will come type of thing. Never really figured out how they'll come or why they'll come and what they'll do with it if they come and that sort of thing. And having this competition, you know, and having us focus on creating the business plan really, really helped us out. And actually made us change things, you know, what we thought we would be doing, how we would be doing it, how we would be charging, you know, what we would be charging, how we would be touching and getting to the customer. All those problems have to be thought through and documented. And, you know, you realize what you think about on a paper napkin or dinner about this great idea, what you think you want to do as a product and what you actually build as a business, you know, sometimes tends to be two different things. And if I think back 6, 7, 8 months ago when we, you know, started thinking to this idea and then we have on a business plan, the product, you know, may look the same, but how we thought we would go about it has changed quite a bit as we started thinking through it. And a large part of that most definitely was, you know, having these schedules and getting these summaries and plans and presentations together. It made us think through that quite seriously.
What would you say that some of your takeaways were from this competition that you're going to use in the future?
Probably a number of things, one of which is realize there's a network of people out there that are there to help. And this network is, you know, folks that are going to be helpful not only while I'm in the EMBA program, but also people that I know I can rely and talk with after the EMBA program. So one of the challenges we had being in Northern California versus, you know, being where Pepperdine is trying to leverage the support system that's in place that is very strong in Southern California, but not necessarily because we just don't have as many students up here in Northern California. And making inroads and getting, talking with professors, getting advice, talking with our class advisor, Kathleen, talking to our professors up here, you realize that there's a wealth of information that can be gathered and it should be gathered. And the fact is when we leverage them, helped us out quite a bit. And I know, and I'm actually very confident that as I progress through this business, as I progress through the program, and as I even get past the program, past graduation, I'm actually pretty comfortable and confident that I still have that support system that Pepperdine provides or, you know, we're able to put together to help out. So that was probably our kind of one of our biggest takeaways is there's quite a bit that can be had through the organization.
Oh, that's great. It's nice to know you have that sort of support backing you up. What are your next steps?
It seems like our next steps are just a lot of them. And this is one of those things where after we, you know, got the prize, you know, and we were, you know, surprised and honored to be selected, but you know, we celebrated for one day, and then we go, okay, now we got to actually go make this stuff happen. A couple things come to mind. One is I'm going to finish the EMBA program and graduate a year from now. But in terms of this business, we're moving full steam ahead on this business. We've launched the product. We're going to get that out the door. We have started discussions with angel investors as well as venture capitalists and actually meeting up with them this week and next month and so forth, and all started, you know, as part of this process. So we're going to seek additional investment to actually create this business that, you know, we said we would or we could through the competition. So we actually want to make this happen. You know, we want to make this into a company with a real product, with a real structure, and you know, something, you know, a few years from now, I can look back and say, hey, this all started some aspect from the competition.
That's great. Do you think that winning this competition is going to help you get the investment you need?
I think it helps without a doubt. I'm getting the doors open and getting recognition. And sometimes getting the doors open is, you know, a huge part of the problem. You know, once you're inside, you know, the doors at the VCs, at the angel investors, I think at that point it really comes down to the amount of effort that you put into and thought through the problems on the business side, and, you know, the opportunity and all that, you know, needs to be presented. But the competition helped us put those thoughts together and make that pitch hopefully fairly credible. So yeah, I do think it definitely helped get us started.
What advice would you give to other people who are thinking about formulating their business plan? What could you say that might could help them?
That's an interesting question. There's a lot of things I think as we look back on it that comes together, and you know, one and first and foremost, I guess, is just the passion. You know, you've got to really believe in something that you think could be something. No one else is going to automatically believe what you believe. You know, you're trying to create something brand new, you know, something that's unique, something that's better, something, you know, whatever you're trying to create the business for. So you've got to have that passion that, you know, that opportunity exists, and that's, in one sense, anybody coming into this, anybody pitching or creating a business plan or starting a business, I think must have or should have that level of excitement. And I think beyond that is going beyond hey, this is a cool product. It's very easy, you know, for everyone to get enamored by, hey, look, I'm just building the best widget or gadget or tool, but that is not necessarily a business. That's a cool product or a cool service. So you got to go past the fact that there's coolness here too. Where is the money coming from? What is the opportunity? Are people going to buy this? You know, that I'm building something, providing something. And that's sometimes the hard part, because, you know, coming back to that, you know, hey, I'm so passionate about this. You know I believe it, that everyone must believe in it. But in the end, yeah, it's always about dollars and cents and money and opportunity and market size and how you're going to get at the customer. And, you know, is it really a business? Just because it's cool doesn't mean it's a business. And that's is another thing that people should definitely be thinking through as they want to enter the competition. But too, if they're going to create a business and write a business plan, is you know, start figuring out whether, you know, there's actually a business there versus just a cool product.
Great advice. What advice would you give to students who are considering entering a business plan competition?
I'd say this is the least painful, the easiest, and in a footnote sort of way, not necessarily the easiest, but the easiest, because it's right there in front of you. Best way to open doors. Anybody that has a passion for creating a business, has an idea, and wants to give it a go, there's no better way, I think, than just going through this opportunity from the beginning of the competition all the way through the end. You get introduced to people, you get criticisms, you get feedback. You get opportunity to improve things. I mean, throughout the process, you're getting information that you now have to consume and definitely you know, update whatever you're presenting. So if anyone does have any desires, you know, or an excitement to start a business, really no better way than to do it in this academic, safe environment and then hone your skills that you'll definitely need once you get out, you know, get out in the real world, so to speak.
Patricia, I want to thank you for joining us today and for your comments. I think they were very helpful and good advice to our listeners.
No, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Nancy Ellen Dodd, editor of the Grodsteel Business Report. Thank you for joining us today. The GBR can be found at gbr.pepperdine.edu. ¶¶